Hi, I'm Steve Charman, and I'd like to invite you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on And This One's Introduced By on community radio station 3CR. You know, the problem is there's no commas on it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's Introduced By. During the depths of winter, Dr. Gonzo set out across the Goldfields region in a converted VW delivery van, doubling as both a mobile studio and a one-room bedsit, to record song introductions from local artists for the Goldfield Sessions, a new audio series on 3CR celebrating the music and voices of regional Victoria. The journey began in the hills above Chewton with a visit to Doc Henry, known off-air as Steve Charman. Doc Henry is a veteran community radio presenter who began his broadcasting career in the 1980s on Melbourne's PBS FM and 3RRR. For the past 15 years, he's hosted Open Tuning, an eclectic weekly show on Castlemaine's Main FM. In addition to his work behind the mic, Charman is also an accomplished guitarist, singer and author. In 2023, he published The Coliban Main Channel, a walking guide, an exploration of the historic waterway running from Molesbury to the Crusoe Reservoir near Bendigo. With his deep musical knowledge and genuine passion for community radio and local culture, Steve was the ideal collaborator for the debut episode of the Goldfield Sessions, where he curated and introduced tracks by Castlemaine artists. Over the next five episodes of And This One's Introduced By, Dr. Gonzo will present a series of artist-led features spotlighting Goldfield's musicians, including Doc Henry, Mandy Connell, Rebecca Tolhurst, and David Thrussell, each introducing their music and sharing the stories behind their songs. Doc Henry joins Dr. Gonzo to introduce the tracks from a selection of music from Castlemaine artists on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
Hi everyone, my name is Steve Charman, and I live up in the Chewton bushlands in the wild areas of the hills around Castlemaine. I've been here for about 20 years. Before that, I was down in Melbourne and was presenting a show on Triple R and PBS called Hard Listening. So my interests have long been in experimental and edgy music. Nevertheless, when I came up here, I fell in with a group of, let's say, hillbillies, you say, people who are into roots music, acoustic music, Appalachian music, and I started to get in very involved in that music and started to play it, because even though I was a musician way back, I'm not really a serious musician. So I've been invited to do this show because of my involvement in radio, I think, rather than being a musician. So I thought I'd start off today's show with one of the tracks that I came up with, or that I performed. It's not an original. It's Three Kingfishers by Donovan. And when I moved up here and I started playing music, I took on the persona of Doc Henry. So a lot of people up here still know me as Doc Henry, and it allowed me to sort of play the part of a backwoods kind of Appalachian musician. Strangely enough, this particular track that I'm going to play recorded just in my kitchen, so it's not like super well produced. Nevertheless, it's more of that acid folk, we would say. I just want to say something about the song Three Kingfishers. It appeared on Donovan's Sunshine Superman, the album he released in 1966, And it was a really important influence on me and my music. I was only about 14 when it was released. And there was this site called the Australian Record Club. They advertised on the back of magazines. And if you got, you could select three albums for about a dollar. And then you can get them for a dollar as long as you agreed to buy one album a month after that. And it was like $3 for an album. So it was all very cheap. You didn't get the full choice of like Parlophone or anything like that. You're mainly restricted to CBS and their affiliates. But nevertheless, there were some great artists on CBS and on their associated labels, including Donovan and that album, Sunshine Superman, which was never released in England because of some contractual problems, really interested me because it was unlike anything I'd heard before, kind of a blend of psychedelia and jazz and folk. And I still listen to that album from time to time. So here's my take on Donovan's Three Kingfishers from the album Sunshine Superman.
Kingfisher birds shall you have, dive and swim in the ripples of your life. Oh, I dreamed you were a jewel, sitting on a golden crown on my head. Tiny oceans in my hand, waves of color, liquid touch the sand. Oh, I dreamed you were a jewel, setting on a golden crown on my head. Tiny oceans in my hand, waves of color, liquid touch the sand. Oh, I dreamed you were a jewel, setting on a golden crown on my head. Thank you.
was my version of Donovan's Three Kingfishers, where I'm trying to master the guitar there, trying to sound like Martin Carthy at that stage. This is about 15 years ago. The next track I'd like to play harkens back to my early days of trying to forge a career here in Central Victoria as Doc Henry. And I fell in with a lot of really great players of Appalachian music and joined a little Appalachian band called Flatfoot Henry. So that's where the name Doc Henry comes from, Flatfoot Henry. And we were a string band, you know. I don't know string band sort of arrangements or lineups. They've got a banjo player, a fiddle player, a double bass player, and a guitarist, sometimes a mandolin player. And we play sort of dance songs. But mates of mine, Cat and Clint, were part of that scene. So I'm going to play a track from their 2018 album, The Days It Used To Be. That's Cat Moser and Clint O'Grady, who live in Blackwood, still playing this sort of music all these years, and are on part of the sort of folk circuit at festivals and things like that. So let's have a listen to Cat and Clint and a track from their album, The Days It Used To Be. Cat and Clint. Yeah, Blue Eyed Boy is the name of that track, a traditional track. Now, living up in the wilds of the Chewton Bushlands, it's a great community up here, and one of the reasons that I'm so pleased to be here is because of the strength of our local community. Everybody up here in the hills, it is kind of like the Appalachians. No wonder I was influenced or interested in Appalachian music, because when I look around these rough hills around Castlemaine, I kind of think, oh, I wonder where it's like North Carolina or something like that. I think the mountains in North Carolina are a lot bigger, but nevertheless, it's got that same kind of wild feel. And my next door neighbour is Rebecca Jane Howell. And most of my neighbours, by the way, are musicians or artists or free thinkers or both. And she's in a duo with Marty McKenna, who's a farmer from down Kyneton way. A couple of years ago, they released an album called Valley Road, and definitely a duo that will do very well for themselves on the festival, folk festival circuit. So I thought I might share with you a track from their album, Valley Road. This is The Wind Blew West, Marty McKenna and Rebecca Jane Howell.
I'll take my chances.
And the love that she
Very sweet sounds there from Marty McKenna and Rebecca Jane Howe. One of the interesting things about Castlemaine is how it's really developed over the last few years. I think what happens with the community is that a few kind of, let's say, creative people move up and then they spruik it to their friends in Melbourne, and the next thing you know, everyone's moving up and you've got a real scene happening. And what I really like, I like a lot of things about this area. One of the great things is a number of venues we have here, and a new venue that's opened up in the last couple of years is the Red Hill Hotel. Well, it always had bands, but it's now specialising in DIY bands, experimental bands, the kind of music that I suppose I'm most happiest with these days, or that I find most rewarding to listen to anyway. And some friends have started up a label called Garden Seat. A lot of the people involved in the scene up here have been associated at some stage or another with 94.9 Main FM. Like myself, for instance, I've been doing my show Open Tuning for 20 years, and I worked out that I'm up to my 800th show I'll be presenting in the next month or so. And that's not counting the ones I did at Triple R and PBS. So that's a lifetime in community radio. But Zeb Olson and Jackson Bailey Banks are ex-presenters of Main FM. Now they have their label called Garden Seat. And I'm really taken with the label. The bands on that label often appear, play at the Red Hill Hotel. So I thought I'd start off with a Garden Seat band, Good Moon. They feature all ex-presenters. Oh, one's a current, still current presenter, Peter Godfrey on drums. But Eamon Orchard, he had a show, and Zeb Olson had a show on Main FM. And they've just released, well, actually, they haven't officially released it yet. I think their release will be at the Red Hill Hotel very soon. The new album of Good Moon is called Upstairs. They're a trio. And here's the first track from this new album, Growing Through the Pavement.
Single day, you said I
It's a track from Good Moon's upcoming album, Upstairs, which will be launched very soon, and probably they'll do a launch in Melbourne as well. But the Garden Seat label collects a lot of recordings of Zeb Olsen, including some older material recorded by Straight Skirt. Zeb had gone to Darwin and spent a lot of time up there, and she formed Straight Skirt up in Darwin. Gretchen Ennis, Rob Balam, Bill Sewell, and Zeb Olsen herself. And they still play occasionally, but not regularly, because some of the members are still up in Darwin. So let's have a listen to a song by Straight Skirt from their self-titled album that they released early last year. It's Disappointed by Straight Skirt. Great Straight Skirt there. Now, one of the bands that came up to the Red Hill Hotel last year, was it? The years go so fast. I wonder if it was last year or the year before. Anyway, Dealers of God, a really interesting band, a whole heap of DJs, No Tricknology, Dr. Cone, a.k.a. Fuel God, a.k.a. Brick 308, etc., etc. But they're experimental hip-hop band, and they have projections. They show films while they're doing work. And put on a bit of a show. They're really something to see. I don't know if you've seen them, Dealers of God. If you get a chance, check them out. So here's a track from the album they released back in 2023. Bit of a language warning on this. Track is Count to Three.
Make a wish. Now count to three.
My God, the tenderness of that crystal, pure. slowly towards the door, and I leave the store. This is rain outside at night.
Yeah, and that was A Dealers of God, Count of Three. And I see that the album's dedicated to Jane Llewellyn Smith, who, by the dates, I can see she was born in 1935. So perhaps it's the mother of one of the members of the band. Yeah, so we're playing tracks from bands that are recorded on the Garden Seat label and who regularly play at the Red Hill Hotel, which is my local pub. It's only a couple of k's away from where I live. One of the bands that has come down to play is The Garbage and the Flowers, and I'm the proud owner of a Garbage and the Flowers t-shirt. Might be a collectible maybe one day. But originally they came from New Zealand, and I think these days they're scattered around Australia, but I shouldn't guess about that. But anyway, I was taken with the album In Valhalla. It's really an EP that was released on Garden Seat a couple of years ago. A lot of the tracks have Valhalla in their name, including the title In Valhalla. So let's have a listen to one of the Valhalla tracks, Valhalla's Lost in Space by The Garbage and the Flowers.
There's a little place called Valhalla, and you're the saddest girl in town. When you walk down the street in your Sunday best, they're always putting you down. Are you looking around forever? Are you looking for your Alice D? It will take you to the moon. Falling up in the sunshine.
I'm Doc Henry, and you're listening to, and this one's introduced by, We're the Artist. That's me, perhaps today. No, I'll do that again. Hi, I'm Doc Henry, and you're listening to, and this one's introduced by, We're the Artist introduced tracks from their album here on 3CR. Yeah, The Garbage and the Flowers, Valhalla's Lost in Space. Recorded in Queensland, where it'd be a lot warmer today than it is here. We're recording this, and I reckon the temperature would be struggling to get to 5, I think, up in the wild bushlands of the region around Castlemaine. Let's play a track from another Garden Seat band. They're called Slowdown. This appears on a couple of really good compilations that Garden Seat have released. This one's called Yes, Yes, An Unfashionable Compilation. They've got another one called Yes, Yes, A Fashionable Compilation. And these were released in 2023. I can't really tell you much about Slowdown. They certainly played at the Red Hill Hotel last year. So let's just have a listen to a track from them, Ghost Ship, from Slowdown. All right, and that was Ghost Ship from Slowdown. That actually originally appeared on their album The Crumple Zone, which was recorded during Melbourne's hard lockdown in 2020. Yeah, having a look at some of our local record labels here in Castlemaine, we've got a few, and you know, it's amazing how many times I visit somebody who has a backyard recording studio. Even up here in the bushlands, there's a few recording studios, sort of off the grid too, by the way. But one of the, most well-known or better-known recording studios is Sound Recordings. That's Alex Bennett's analog studio down in Campbell's Creek in the south of Castlemaine. He's been recording artists for, like about 15 years or so, originally from New Zealand. And he's got a great setup. And as I say, it's all analog. And he does a show on 94.9 Main FM. It's called Beyond the Mirage. It's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursdays. And whenever we have special events, often Alex Bennett does the sound engineering, including a big football game we had a couple of weeks ago. But that's a whole other story. Let's talk about some of the artists that have recorded at Sound Recordings. For instance, well into winter, they brought out an album called Stumbling Songs back in 2021. Sort of a, Albury born but Melbourne based now, and they got a very folky sound. But let's have a listen to a track, For Whom, by Well Into Winter, that was recorded at Castlemaine's Sound Recordings.
To light and mark it, the mending for home. Saddle the horses. And why would I run, my soul slipping under the table, diverse and divorcing? For soothing the song is coming out wrong. I feel powerless now to corral it. The words that you kept held hard to your chest have been beaten and callously stolen. Who will I seek? Sterily sleep I am by my contented heart shuffled away on the stream. Stolenly dreams, though your skin kept the street noise and muffled. For sure I endure, though I'm dead in the water. The rain makes a crude overtaking. Red light in front, the disorient tolls a sound quite like screeching and breaking. By whom will I wake? To sunlight mistakenly torn through my cowardly curtain. For you in the pleat, the passenger seat, I will wait till I'm sick and uncertain. Thank you.
Alex Bennett records folk bands and rock bands, all sorts. Here's a recording that he did back in 2022, manually mixed in one take at Sound Recordings. It's Fluxcore 94 and a track called Corridor. That's Fluxcore 94 from their self-titled album that was released in 2024, and a track called Corridor. Yeah, looking at some of the artists that have recorded at Sound Recordings at Alex Bennett's recording studio in Campbell's Creek, and a Main FM presenter, Oscar Lush, recorded back in 2019 at Sound Recordings. He's no longer living in Castlemaine, but it was a great show. I really much enjoyed the show he and Georgia Spain used to present. It was called Beyond the Dunes, not Beyond the Mirage, like Alex. Well, yeah, this may be where Alex got the name from his show. Anyway, let's have a listen to Oscar Lush and a track from his album Black Dog. This is Pheasant Country.
Out here it's pheasant country. They raise the young ones for the hunting, and with their rifles locked and loaded, they show them a freedom short and sweet. Maybe that's how all freedoms should be. And one winter the river flooded and washed away all of the ducklings, and the same with their mother, and their father was seen in town, but no ducks have lived on the river for years now. Scarlet broke the tile rack up in the famous pink room, climbing through the window, mud on the carpet, at least that's what your grandmother believes. But you've got a different story. For every room, another glory. Days wasted on the front lawn, playing croquet, hiding thimbles in strange places in the living. And though some of us are gone now from this life and from this old house, all your words, they bring them right down till they're right here, right beside us, till they're swinging.
Okay, so we've looked at tracks that have been recorded at some of our recording studios or on our record labels here in Castlemaine, and there's a few more that I could look at. We've got a new one called Forest Creek Records, who is having a launch at the Theatre Royal coming up soon, which is going to feature all the bands that record on Forest Creek. So, as I say, it's a pretty happening place, Castlemaine. I ran into a person down in Melbourne last week. I was attending a little band's gig, part of Rising, and when she heard that I was from Castlemaine, she's saying, "Oh, I'm moving up to Castlemaine." And I say, "Yeah, well, who isn't?" It's almost like that. One of the venues we have, and, you know, I like counting up how many venues Castlemaine has. Let me think. Let me just count up. We have about 11 venues. Can you imagine a town the size of Castlemaine, 10,000 people, having 11 venues? One of our biggest venues is a tap room, which is run by Doug Falconer and Jacqueline Brodie Hands. It's a fabulous new space they've opened up in the mill, and it's just a gorgeous place to spend time. They've done a fantastic job. Because Doug Falconer has been around the scene for a long time, been, you know, and is still a drummer for Hunters and Collectors when they do play. But whenever people talk about Doug Falconer and Hunters and Collectors, I always say, oh, my favourite band that Doug was in was a band called the Jetsons, and it predated Hunters and Collectors, and was a great little sort of new wave. In those days, we called it new waves. Nowadays, we'd call it post-punk. And they're a great little band that performed quite a lot around Melbourne. I saw them a fair amount. They sort of played spy music, sort of the music that would be in Italian spy movies. And they had Margot O'Neill, who made her name in the media as lead singer, wearing her kind of vinyl mat. So luckily we do have a few tracks that the Jetsons recorded in 1980. This is one that appeared on a split single with International Exiles. Yeah, they were a great band. International Exiles. This is the A-side of the single, The Jetsons and Newspaper. Fabulous Jetsons there, newspaper. Now, some say 300, some say there were 500 pressed. But just been informed that Dr. Gonzo had a copy of that, and I looked it up before I did this interview, and it's that's selling for $1,000, that single. And I think Dr. Gonzo threw it away. He wasn't interested. When Doug Faulkner came here, he was married to another really great musician, Stephanie Faulkner, who had been in a band called Sardine. Before she married Doug, she was the partner of Ian Ryland, well-known musician who'd been in a whole heap of bands that you might know. But it's great to see that Stephanie Faulkner is still recording, and apparently she's going to be releasing an album that will contain a lot of her home recordings, one of which appears on the Garden Seat compilation, Yes, Yes, A Comfortable compilation, which came out in 2022. So here's Doug Faulkner's ex, Stephanie Faulkner, with a track called The Mend.
Well, it may well be time to tell who we were once looked after well. Now you have left us here to fare without your care, that we may wear what we have made with saw and spade, till we have paid, not in the grave, but well before. With hearts so sore, they will not mend until we send to foe and friend that we intend to make amends. No.
Oh,
Stephanie Falconer, The Mend. All right, well, we're getting to the end of my look at Castlemaine and regional artists and record labels and venues. When I moved up here, one of the most respected and best musicians of Castlemaine had been here a long time. And I'm talking about Rex Watts, the brother of Robbie Watts. And I'm going to play a track that he and Robbie and the band Sharp Toys recorded back in 1980. And this is Sharp Toys and Hideaway.
Sometimes when I'm feeling down, it's not an indignation. They give me the runaround to clever conversation. Don't be mistaken, don't be misled. I read your eyes, your words are dead.
Let me near you.
Let them see. This game you play, is it for me? Don't mess around, don't waste your time. My mother told me her advice, she was so kind. She used to hold me. She used to sit in front of television
all day long.
She likes to watch it even when
it's not her mom.
Hide away, don't let them see. This game you play, is it for me? Cuts to the bone, they think I'm a smarty. I used to feel so insecure,
but now I'm quite happy.
Of everything I am so sure,
I tell you I'm happy.
Doctor, won't you let me go? Why won't they sign my release? There's just one thing that you should know.
Go in peace.
Sharp Toys and Hideaway, and that appears on a 1980 compilation LP, Goldfields Rock, which was released as a fundraiser for community radio station 3CCC. based at the Harcourt Railway Station in those days. And in many respects, Main FM, 94.9 Main FM, is a successor of 3CC. But a lot of people in this region have fond memories of 3CC, which was one of the first community radio stations in Victoria. And the reason why I wanted to play some tracks by Rex Watts, because he was incredibly encouraging, you know, very generous as a musician. He got me playing when he met me at a party. He sort of basically asked me, what did I do? I said I was a retired musician. And he said, yeah, you never retire, mate. You know, get back into it. And became a great supporter of Doc Henry, so that when Rex had a gig, he often asked me to support him. He was well known also for running open mic nights, and a really fine person and a fine musician. And he's been gone a few years now, unfortunately died way too young, Rex was. But let's have a listen to him performing with another musician, another local legend who passed away only recently, Mick Ahern. Here's an album they released back in 2012, Wild Dogs, a track called Storm, written by Rex Watts.
I was thinking about you yesterday, wondering how you're traveling on your way. Heartache and the pain, through the fog and through the rain. I was hoping you were keeping warm, 'cause baby it's cold out in that storm. I remember times that we shared, the times in that big old feather bed. Now in my heart there's just an ache, but I think of how we loved until daybreak. But I was hoping you were keeping warm, 'cause baby it's cold out in that storm. There's people that'll meet you only to cheat you after they treat you so kind. Offer them your heart, they'll tear the thing apart, and they'll turn around and rob you blind. I was hoping you were keeping warm, 'cause baby it's cold out in that storm. Hear that lonesome whistle call, your phone keeps ringing off the wall. I was hoping you were keeping warm, 'cause baby it's cold out in that storm. Still I hope that you were keeping warm, 'cause baby it's cold out, baby it's cold out. Maybe it's cold out in that storm.
All right, so we finished with a couple of tracks that Rex Watts was featured on. That last one, Storm, Rex Watts and Mick Ahern, that appeared on the album Wild Dogs. And, yeah, I've been sort of taking you through some of the personalities, labels, venues, of this region, this great region I happen to live in, Castlemaine. And it's been a great honour for Dr. Gonzo to journey up here in his mobile recording studio and sort of capture these thoughts. So keep on listening to 3CR and support community radio, because I think that mainstream radio is a dead loss, isn't it? So the good stuff is going to be heard on community radio, including 3CR, PBS, Main FM and Triple R. And when you're next up in Central Victoria, remember my show is Open Tuning on Wednesdays 3 to 5pm. You can stream it if you like. 94.9 Main FM. See you later.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.